This Father's Day weekend, a special treat for all the baseball fans out there. Merchant Stadium going to be hosting some amateur baseball. We've got Jim Allen in studio with us, and joining us on the phone, Steve Wagner, who is Expedition League president. And first of all, Jim, tell us what's going to be happening this weekend at Merchants Park.
Well, we're very fortunate. The Expedition League is going to bring two games into Carroll, actually three games, a game on Saturday and a doubleheader on Sunday. Great college baseball. The Expedition League, a well-organized league. It's been established for a while, and they're going to bring in some fabulous baseball for our fans to watch.
All right, let's bring in Steve Wagner. He is the president of the Expedition League. And right now, Steve, I believe you're in Sioux Falls, if I'm correct. Tell us a little bit about the Expedition League and where you guys are located and a little bit about that league.
Sure, you bet. Yeah, I founded the Expedition League back in late 2014 and spent about 3 to 3.5 years building the league so that we would have, set it up for great long-term success. And our first pitch in the league was thrown in the 2018 season. That was our inaugural season. We started with 8 teams. We grew to 10 teams in 2019, and now we're up to 12 teams. We have 3 teams in North Dakota, 3 in South Dakota, 3 in Nebraska, and then 1 team in each of these 3 states, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. So it's minor league-like baseball, summer collegiate, college baseball players from across the country who come in, and we really, really make it fun and make it great for the fans and draw large crowds, and we've been very blessed. We've had great, great success.
Yeah, that's a huge footprint for a league to be playing in. It's got to be a lot logistically, but you're going to bring the show to Carroll coming up this weekend. Tell me on your end of things, Steve, how this all came about.
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting. I've always been in awe of the ballpark in Carroll. I just think Merchants Park is a beautiful, beautiful facility. And kudos to the city and everyone else there in Carroll for what you guys have done with that ballpark. And always been very, very interested in Carroll. And you know, it's kind of on the eastern edge of our footprint. Closest team to Carroll would be the Fremont Moo over in Fremont, Nebraska. And Sioux Falls isn't too far away either, a couple hours, 2-3 hours away. But really always have had a lot of interest in Carroll and looking for ways to bring some games over there, especially over the last couple of years where there's been a void of this type of baseball in Carroll. So we're thrilled and really excited. Looked at kind of our schedule, when we might be able to make something like this happen, and it works out well for us to bring the Sioux Falls Sunfish over to play 3 home games against the Whiskey Jacks out of Grand Forks, North Dakota. So we're going to have a lot of fun this weekend and really looking forward to playing in that beautiful ballpark.
Now, Jim, let's talk about how it came together on your guys' end. Why the interest in bringing this baseball here to Carroll?
Well, there's a big demand for baseball. We didn't have the Merchants the last 2 years. We have countless people say, hey, what's going on? You're going to be able to bring them back. So there's a pent-up demand for baseball. Steve, we have an opportunity. Excuse me. We have an opportunity. There's a void in the schedule. We want to accommodate Steve, but a lot of things had to come together on the quick. A beer license. The city has to, approve it. John, G-Man, Laura, Mike from the city, Jack, Steve working with them. This isn't an easy task. I think Steve can attest to that. But everybody's on board and everybody's working as a team, and it's going to work out great. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, again, that's just without the Merchants the last couple of years, there's been something missing there. And Steve, back to you real quick once again. Logistically, how tough was this game to put on? But were you reaching out first, or were the guys from Carroll reaching out to you first to bring the game here?
Yeah, I reached out to the guys in Carroll, and they've been so gracious. And it would not have come together if it wasn't for these guys. There's just so many things logistically that need to happen for something like this, and it's a big undertaking. It's not easy, but again, I'm so excited to be able to do it. I think it's going to be great for the people in and around Carroll, and we're gonna make it fun. It's a very high caliber of baseball, and kids from across the country, a lot of D1 players and JUCO kids, D2 guys, and just just really, really outstanding baseball in a great, great venue. But yeah, the number of things that you have to do when you just move, bring a team in for a few games is pretty big. You know, there's a lot to get done, but it's so well worth the effort, and we couldn't have done it without Jim and all the other guys. They've been fantastic, and I can't thank them enough for what they did to make this a reality in Carroll.
Now let's talk a little bit about maybe a question for both of you. And, Jim, I'll swing this one over to you first. Anything going to be happening during the games? Is it going to be baseball, or is it going to be a little fun along the way?
That I'm not part of that. We hope to maybe do a few things. Again, this is coming together really quick. And as Steve mentioned, you know, little things, announcer, scorekeeper, get the field prepped, obtaining a beer license, working with the concession group, finding volunteers. I know that the expedition team and Steve's crew will bring in some help, but it's just not a baseball team coming to Carroll to play a few games. Umpires, the whole thing. So if we can have some fun during the game, we'll try to do it. But first and foremost, we'll have a great field, as Scott always does, in shape. And I know that Steve is going to bring in quality baseball. So if you're a baseball fan, you're going to be able to see some good games.
All right, Steve, anything that stands out about the Expedition League that you guys do during the games that fans can look forward to?
Yeah, we really, really make it fun. You know what's neat about our brand of baseball and entertainment is that we definitely appeal to the hardcore baseball fan and the, you know, kind of the purist, if you will, because the caliber of play is just absolutely outstanding. You know, these guys will go on and many will be drafted and play professional baseball. We're seeing them at the start of their career. You know, these are 19, 20, 21-year-old kids playing a high level of collegiate baseball, so the talent level is off the charts, and that's something we're very excited and proud about. But also, we really make it fun for the fans. I've witnessed many, many Expedition League games where I've seen people that haven't watched a pitch for two innings because they're just having fun with their friends and family, and we do a lot of between-inning fun things on the field, fan interactive type things, just to make it outstanding and really, really fun. So it really appeals to everyone who just wants to come out and have a good time. If you like to have fun, and who doesn't, you know, there's something for them at our games, and we'll make it really, really great and really fun for the great fans in Carroll this weekend.
And what a showcase for Merchants Park, right, Jim?
You know what? We're fortunate. The ballpark's in great shape. The remodel project that happened several years ago, we probably wouldn't have state baseball if we had not had done that. And Steve has recognized that we have a nice park. So, yes, we're fortunate in Carroll to be able to showcase our stadium.
Yeah, no merchants, but yeah, we got this coming to town this weekend. Some great Expedition League baseball. We got state baseball tournament coming up later on. Guys, thanks so much for joining us. It's going to be a fun night, a fun summer at Merchants Park. So Steve Wagner, once again with the Expedition League, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Steve.
Oh, thank you for having me, John, and good to have you on as well, Jim. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, Steve, right. We'll see you this weekend.
Yes, sir. I'll see you then.
All right, so once again, it's happening this Saturday, 7:05, first pitch time for Sioux Falls, the Sunfish, taking on the Weed City Whiskey Jacks, and the doubleheader on Sunday starts at 4:05. In between innings, of course, there can be some great food, some cold beverages as well. All seats are just $6.
Six and under are free, by the way.
And six and under going to get in free, so there's a nice little bonus for everybody there as well. Great family entertainment. Going to be a busy, busy area with the Bud Open going on and some great baseball action here in Carroll.